We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Pull those masks out again. With concerns about the Delta variant growing, the CDC has updated its guidance today and is now recommending that people vaccinated for coronavirus go back to wearing masks indoors in areas where there's high transmission. This is CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others. This includes schools.
Most new infections in the United States continue to be among those who are not vaccinated, but so-called breakthrough infections, which generally cause milder illness, can occur in those who've been vaccinated. In updating its mask guidance, the CDC cited new information about the ability of the Delta variant to spread even among those who are up to date on their shots. Officers who protected the Capitol during the January 6th riot gave emotional and sometimes angry testimony today on Capitol Hill.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone described being tased and beaten unconscious.
As I heard chants of kill him with his own gun.
For Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, it was the thought that he'd die during hand-to-hand combat.
It's like something from a medieval bottle.
Both men blasted Republicans, whom they say have downplayed the riot and resisted hearings.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger is one of the two Republicans on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot. And he shed tears today during an emotional tribute to the officers during his opening statement. When New York marks the 20th anniversary of 9/11 in September, President Biden is expected to attend the memorial ceremony. Sources tell Politico the White House is also considering stops for the president at the Pentagon and the Flight 93 memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The White House offered no comment. Later this hour, the president will address the staff at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The intelligence community was criticized bitterly by former President Trump when he was in office. Since then, it has quietly been trying to return to business as usual. President Biden has vowed to keep politics out of intelligence gathering. The NYPD says the same man is responsible for three anti-Muslim attacks in Queens. The most recent one was Sunday afternoon on Sutphen Boulevard. A 38-year-old woman was threatened with a knife by a man making anti-Muslim remarks. She was not hurt. But last month, four people were battered in two separate attacks. Police have released surveillance camera video of the man they're looking for. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A lot of bold-faced names are on the roster for next month's homecoming concert in Central Park.
Music impresario Clive Davis touched on just some of the acts in the blockbuster lineup.
Cynthia Erivo, Jimmy Fallon will take part, Jennifer Hudson, Wyclef Jean, Journey, the killers.
Central Park's Great Lawn holds 60,000 people. Mayor de Blasio says there is a requirement.
If you want to go to this concert, get vaccinated. If you're already vaccinated, great. If not, just go get vaccinated.
His Honor says proof of vaccination will be required at entrances. 80% of the tickets are free. 20% will involve a fee. You'll be able to get them online starting next month. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Here are some of the others signed up to perform. Bruce Springsteen, Andrea Bocelli, Elvis Costello, Paul Simon, Carlos Santana, and it doesn't end there. The concert also will be streamed on CNN Go. Tragedy upon tragedy in Jersey City overnight.
It was right here at Grant Avenue and MLK Drive on Saturday morning, broad daylight, 11 o'clock, that 26-year-old Raquan Bass was gunned down and the shooter fled and is still at large. Now, in a vigil at the very same spot where this shooting took place last night, someone fired into the group mourning their friend. 30-year-old Felicia Stewart, a friend of Bass's, was shot in the back and later died at Jersey City Medical Center. As police continue their investigation into both killings, a statement on Facebook from Mayor Stephen Fulop, where he says, quote, "Let's think about these young people in our community and embrace them closely." Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here on MLK Drive in Jersey City.
Stewart is the 13th person to die by gun in Jersey City this year. Roselle Park has dropped its case against the woman who hung anti-President Biden flags on her fence. Patricia DeLacio had filed an appeal after a municipal court judge fined her $250 because they had the F word on them and violated a local ordinance against obscenity. Roselle Park Mayor Joseph Signorello signaled on CNN over the weekend that the borough would likely not continue the legal battle because of the cost. He said today that the borough will look to revise the ordinance.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.